human. Are you all right? Are you all right? You're waking up.
Hey, were you able to rest? Oh, should I have waited for you to open your eyes before commenting? I'm sorry. I'm just surprised that you woke up so soon. You had a pretty traumatic experience with one of my distant cousins. Thankfully, there was no permanent damage, and you had a dreamless sleep. I shudder to think about what would have happened if I had been any later. You're lucky that it waited before attacking. The non-friendly versions of my kind aren't exactly known for their patience. How is your leg doing? Yes, I saw that. When I was running towards you, I saw it grab you. Yautja, or what your species call predators, use those tails to kill my kind. Bringing down that feral was no easy task for me. But any injury I sustained protecting you was worth it. It has been a long time since I've seen another sentient being. I was released here so long ago. I had to listen to her, to her words. Such hate, such feelings of vengeance. A mortal being can only take so much mental bombardment before they break. But I didn't want to submit to her. I couldn't. If I had, so many more of your crewmates would have died. Yes, there were a few who were caught by ferals, unfortunately. But those ferals were killed and their deaths avenged. Our numbers are smaller than theirs, so at the end it was easier to take one of you at a time. I'm sorry if we scared you. I assure you, that wasn't our intent. In fact, the only reason why you were attacked at all is because most of us were fighting the ferals near the crash. The truth is, you kind of slipped through the cracks. I was the only one to notice that you had left. You see, I have a more developed telepathic reach than my sisters. I'm the eldest, the oldest of my sisters, the closest thing we have to a queen. However, I clearly don't have the queen's form, nor do I have the ability to reach every one of my sisters at once. My true distinction is that I was able to outwit a predator. They figured it wasn't worth entering a planet overtaken by ferals, and used it as a means of punishment. Seeing this world in ruins, it hurt. I swore that I would take down that queen, that bitch, and kill every last feral on this planet. I guess that is possible now. You see, we are able to reproduce with sentience, but if the ferals were to find you, I would never forgive myself. The things that they can do to you. What happens to those unlucky to be captured by a feral? In some cases, you would be lucky to leave behind a corpse. There are times where I wish I didn't exist, to share a similar form to those monsters. There's no way that they have souls. Predators kill because of tradition. They have rules and stipulations. These things are spawned by killing another. The first thing they know is the taste of blood. There is no way to tame or befriend them. A perfect creature, a perfect organism. The only way to kill them is to wipe out every last one of them. Even if just one of those monsters remain, they will use the life of another to spawn yet another version of their kind. In the worst situations, it would only take one of them to wipe out all sentient life on a planet. And for what? Their lust for blood knows no end. I'm sorry, I started rambling. You don't have to be sorry. You've suffered more than your fair share. You've looked the physical manifestation of death in its empty eyes and survived. You're luckier than most. You don't need to be sorry. Thank you. I find human expressions of comfort and attachment to be cute. Here, let me hug you back. You feel warm, at least by my standards. In reality, I think you find me warm. However, everything felt like ice. After spending so long feeling like I was encased in something so cold it hurt, a little chill can feel like a hot summer day. If there's anything that you want from me, just let me know. I wish to make you happy. After all, it was my negligence that almost got you killed. I was angry. I thought that if we took out those ferals by the ship, we could take control of the area. Let's just not worry about this for now. You want to see me? Are you sure? The darkness is here for your comfort. I look so much like one of those creatures. I'm not even sitting up all the way to make my height smaller. Please, reconsider. All right. This is me. You aren't afraid? Human, I'm not looking into your thoughts at this moment, but I just want you to know that lying is impossible. I promise I won't be hurt if you're scared. I just peeked inside of your mind. You're actually telling the truth. I don't know what to say. How could you find comfort in a monster like me? I guess I did save your life. Those things that you're thinking, those quick thoughts that you immediately push away and deny having even to yourself. You feel more than just comfort, don't you? I suspected as much. I suppose this would have happened sooner or later. Come closer then. Let me lift you up with my tail. Do you want to kiss me? All right. I'll do my best to control my second mouth. Just remember that it can't extend far enough to harm you or fast enough to cause discomfort. I'll know almost instantly if you want me to stop, so don't be afraid. Honestly, I'm reassuring myself at this point. Here I go. You liked that? Good. Human, my pleasure doesn't matter. But your concern is touching. Our kind is compatible, meaning we can mate. Because of the way my kind reproduces, we are mostly exact copies of each other, with the only difference being in age. Your people, you, well, we could, for the first time in years, have members of our kind with unique features. Would you be willing to mate with me? Thank you. I never really thought that this day would ever come. I have an idea. I can lie down and keep my tail around your midsection. Let me remove your outer coverings. There. Seeing you like this, it causes a feeling inside of me that I can't describe. It's not painful, but it's like a dull throb, an ache. I don't know what it's like to mate with a human. I've never done it, nor do I know anyone who has. Do you trust me? I'm glad. I'll move you closer. All you need to do is line up your reproductive organ, your cock, you just said? Yes. Line up your cock with my folds, and I'll do the rest. I've never felt anything like this. I'm going to start moving you. I need to feel this more. I can feel everything you feel. Oh, I never thought anything could feel this incredible. It's like an intense feeling of comfort and warmth covering my body. It makes me want to tense up and shudder. In your mind, you see me as tight? Is that good? So, if I gently use my muscles to massage your cock, it will feel better. I'll be careful. You're feeling so good. I'm glad I'm able to make you feel this good. This is honestly the best moment of my life. I would go through it all again if it meant experiencing this moment for one extra second. I love you. I know it's sudden, but I really do. Do you? Do you love me too? Thank you. You've made this moment even better. This feeling is so intense. The feeling inside of me. I don't understand. My mind is going blank, and all I can think of is you. I want to be with you forever. So come inside of me. Release your seed and let us become joined as mates. Yes, yes. Oh, I love you. Human mate, my love, let me get you out of me. I'll lift you closer to my chest. I want to hold you. You feel so warm. In your mind, I know that you're tired. I saw that thought. I love you too. I want to wrap my entire body around you. I love you so. I don't know how to properly describe my feelings. Do you want to peer into my mind for a split second? Okay. Just stay limp. Love, are you all right? Good. I think you should rest after that. Try not to think too much about it. Just let it wash over you like a wave. Take it as it comes. Do not try and understand it. One day we will be able to share each other's minds like we are one. But for now, that was enough. Just sleep. I'll watch over you. Nothing can get past me. I'll kill them. Every last feral. For you, I'll strike fear in the heart of their queen. Fear that is equivalent to the fear her kind forces upon everything that can take a breath. Because of you, I have a reason to fight without the need to stoop to the queen's level. I no longer need revenge to motivate me. Rather love, namely the love I have for you. I'll do it to keep you safe, forever. But that's for later. Sweet dreams, love. Sweet dreams.